I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Should the U.S. have intervened in Vietnam? Yep, that question again. But it's out there because another documentary is asking it. I'm talking about the 10-part series produced by Ken Burns and Lynn Novick, which started last week on PBS and continues through this Thursday. The narrator in the doc tells us the Vietnam War was begun in good faith by decent people.
It echoes the comment that was made in Graham Greene's The Quiet American, where he said, "I never knew a man who had better motives for all the trouble he caused."
That's reporter Mary Kay Magstad. She's a longtime correspondent in Southeast Asia and visited Vietnam a lot in the 1980s and 90s. She's also been watching the PBS series, and it's given her a lot to think about. Again, Magstad says Americans' deep misunderstandings about the U.S. role in Vietnam eclipsed any good intentions they might have had.
You sort of see that at play within the documentary series, that, you know, you have Americans going in, risking their lives, sometimes giving their lives, and they truly believe that they're doing it on the side of right. And I say this, you know, with sympathy, because, you know, I had an uncle who went into the Vietnam War, who enlisted and was there in 68, right on the DMZ, you know, actually took a bullet in his canteen, thought he had been hit and wasn't going to come back. But it turned out that the bullet lodged on the inner wall of the canteen. So what he was feeling running down his side was water. He did come back. That, in fact, is part of what got me interested in being a foreign correspondent. I was obsessed with Vietnam when I was in high school and college. I read as much as I could about it, and I talked to him, and I was really interested in, well, what is this place like when there's not a war? I mean, these are three-dimensional people who have their own values and goals and understandings of how the world should work. And what came across to me when I was talking to my uncle over time was that he had real respect both for the Vietnamese for whom he was an advisor there, but also for those who were fighting on the other side. I respect the fact that in this documentary series, Burns and Novick make a point of saying that the American soldiers who were there respected the fighting ability and the discipline and the dedication of the Northern Vietnamese troops, even as they hated them and were trying to kill them. And that the Northern Vietnamese, when they talk about their experience in the war, talk about how sympathy and hatred were entwined. You know, they wanted to get rid of these invaders, but they would see Americans crying over their dead and pulling the injured off the battlefield. And they said, so they cared about their own too, like us. I think with this documentary series, I greatly respect the fact that it's allowing different people from different sides to recall what this experience was like for them. There's also this odd device within the script at times where they talk about the enemy.
I was going to ask you about that. It pops up surprisingly frequently. What do you make of that use of the word?
I'm puzzled by it because, you know, at the time for the troops who were on the field, these were the enemy. But now as we're talking about this half a century later, they're Vietnamese. And in fact, Vietnam and the United States get along pretty well these days, both at a policy level and also very much on a personal level. There was just a Pew survey of Asian attitudes toward the United States and China, and Vietnamese had the strongest positive rating in terms of their feelings toward the United States of any Asian population.
Wow.
You know, so there's a great deal of capability for forgiveness in Vietnam. I often have found as a foreign correspondent covering China, living in China for a long time as the world's correspondent, that as a mental exercise, if you flip the situation and think, what would Americans do in a situation like this? If America was invaded by a foreign power that was bombing Iowa and Montana and, you know, Colorado, how would Americans react and how hard would they fight?
Yeah, that's an important perspective for sure. So the series continues through this week, Mary Kay. What is the story about Vietnam that, in your opinion, still needs to be told at some point, that most documentarians still have yet to latch on to?
I think it would be really interesting if a Vietnamese filmmaker put together a non-ideological, non-partisan documentary, which would necessarily still be a different compilation than what we're seeing with Ken Burns and Lynn Novick doing it this time. You know, even while they're trying to be even-handed and give different people a voice, there's still a little bit of a slant. There's still a little bit of a inability to step back far enough. Maybe we also need to hear more from the side that lost not 58,000 people, but 3 million people in this war. And I think one thing that we as Americans could internalize better when it comes to getting engaged in wars, going to other people's countries and fighting, is, you know, to think about, you know, what price people are paying for the decisions we're making about what's important to those people. People don't like having their countries invaded. You know? And so when you're going to be generally, and so when you're going to be going in, unless it's something like, you know, liberating France from the Nazis in World War II, you have to be clear about, you know, why are you going in? And do you understand what people on the ground, what the population of the country you're going into want and what they're willing to accept in terms of a foreign power changing the dynamics in their own country?
Mary Kay, thanks very much for your thoughts. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Marco.
Correspondent Mary Kay Magstad there. She visited Vietnam regularly in the 1980s and 90s and is now the host of the podcast, Whose Century Is It?